Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horik and myself, Elias Krum, and brought to you by Marketing Guys, the MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Welcome to this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast, on which today we're going to talk about sales and sales technology, how that technology can work for you, because there's a lot of tech around. And to shed a light on that, I have Reza with me, Reza Vinkes, who just started his own company. We've known each other for quite a while now, but could you introduce yourself to the audience, Reza?
Yes, hi Elias, and nice for having me. My name is Reza, and I'm founder of Noti. My company just started, as correctly stated, but from a long, long way. My company, we build automated outbound systems that helps to grow B2B pipelines without the cost of hiring new salespeople. And I'm starting up since a few months, and really exciting. So love to share some insight with you.
Sounds promising. So what's your background? So what makes you believe that you can add value to business owners? And what share a little bit more about your background so the listeners can understand where you come from.
So my background goes back around 25, 20 years ago, where I actually started into the digital advertising space. And I lived abroad in the UK and Ireland for a while. And that was the first time I came in contact with everything that has to do with digital advertising and technology, but also understanding the consumer into that process. And I thought, well, I'm doing that for a few months, go back to the Netherlands where I'm originally come from, but I actually stayed. And I can delve myself into everything that has to do with sales, tech, business development. And I had the privilege to work from really cool companies where I work on the agency side, client side, but also be my own, solopreneur, as you would say. And I actually helped companies building the brand, but also helping them shaping their performance campaigns. And what I have seen is that actually, with all the tech and all the communications or lead generation or business development, it's all about human interaction, and it's about people buy from people. That is a red line that I see all over. Of course, time is changing, new technology is coming up, the market is changing, but that is actually the red line, that people buy from people, and the communication channels are still the same, but different. And I thought, okay, why can I not utilize my skills in connecting people, in humanizing technology? And that is what I have done. So I did a few from sales, where I did the real cold sales, picking up the phone, closing deals, from partner management to really working with partners to elevate brand and making sure that sales has been made, but also business development, making sure that, help customers with, finding new opportunities. And that's what I have done for the last 20 years from tech, from agencies, and I really like it. And based on that, I wanted to consolidate all my past experiences and my network, and that is where Noti is founded, where I'm actually focusing everything on lead gen, or actually demand generation. That is maybe the better word for it, for B2B companies.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So I love that you're saying that you would like to humanize technology, because I don't know whether you've seen it, but I just posted a link on LinkedIn this morning on how I think too much is automated in sales outreach. People scraping LinkedIn, sending out emails that are more or less personalized, have a lot of typos in them, seem like they're not very much thought about. You know, they seem very cheap. Everyone recognizes that, right? So you get like tons of those emails a day. I at least get 5 to 10 emails a day that are quite similar to that. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is like, hey, let's humanize outreach because it's still people doing business with people. And I recognize that. And I think we have that similar background. But
yeah,
the big thing here is how do you use that technology, because there's always a new shiny object, right? So we have HubSpot Sales Hub, there's Seismic, there's Sales Love, there's Outreach, there is Gong, Vidyard, whatever, you know, there's tons of new shiny objects, and you're all about humanizing that. So how do we do that?
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, technology comes and goes, and the other platform is even better than the other. But I've noticed that by humanizing technology is that I also get a lot of those mails every day, tons of them. And I thought, okay, and it's not personalized. It's not like it's just blasting my inbox, and they are trying to sell me things that I haven't actually never heard of. I don't even know how they found me, or they approach me like I am someone else. So there's no personalization. So what I would recommend, what I have is by humanizing, is trying to talk, humanizing the communication, personalize your outreach, do your research, understanding who you're talking to, making sure that you really understand what is the audience or that you would like to reach, especially in cold outreach. You don't know the people yet. You want to build engagement. You want to build relationship. And maybe if there's a match over time after several touch points, maybe there is some opportunity for collaboration. You don't know. But instead of telling, yelling, and selling, start listening and personalize your outreach. And that is what I think should start. And what I have seen also with a lot of emails, that it's just generic, like blasting. And that is putting people off, and also bringing the cold outreach in a negative perspective, because everyone in sales, we don't like to do sales, but we do sales. If you need sales, if the company do not make sales, you don't have a company or you don't have a business. So but really making a call, trying to get in contact with your target audience can be quite challenging. It can be difficult. It's also nerve-wracking sometimes, depending on what you are trying to do. But make sure that you understand your target audience, do your work, do your research, find information about maybe newsletters or new features on the platform or anything that you really can share with your audience. Like, okay, I have really did my due diligence on you. I know who you are, and I want to have a genuine connection with you. If you can put that, I think you're on a good way to start a conversation. But before that, you also definitely need to know what is actually your goals and objectives. By sending just information out or connection, that's great. And if you have a great conversation, it's also great. But what is the goal and what's the purpose of it? And often I get messages with a lot of non-info, where I think, okay, why do you reach out to me? Why not be honest and just state your what you would like to do? And by having a good goal and objective, people in sales, they understand. And if you are genuine and authentic, then definitely people will respond. And hopefully that brings great opportunities.
Great. Yeah, I'm very much following what you're saying here. Sales is hard, you know, in B2B. I think it is a fun thing to do. There is always stuff to the job that come with the job that are not so interesting or not inspiring. But it's all about a consistency. And I love the steps that you mentioned. So let me rephrase them a little. So first of all, you have to set your goals.
That's
the purpose of you. And then you need to find your target audience.
Right.
So basically your persona. And I think that's where a lot of stuff goes wrong, because they're just, as you mentioned, spraying and praying. So they're sending out tons of emails and just hoping for the best. So they don't know the target audience. And the third step, and I'm
I think I picked this up from what you're saying, but you have to basically identify the customer journey and find pain points or compelling events. Like, why do I contact you? What's the compelling event? Why do I reach out to you? And what's the pain point I can solve for you? And I think there's a lot you can automate there, but it goes wrong in the previous steps, right? So they're just scraping email addresses from probably LinkedIn or any kind of tool where you can just find emails. Well, there's tons of them, right? They call them CRMs, but there's a lot of stuff where you can just find email addresses. But first of all, think about what's the goal? Who are you sending this to? What's your persona? Absolutely. And what are their pain points?
Yeah. So you definitely need to map out what is what you want to do before you're putting everything into place. And technology can definitely help you a lot by really gathering the data, let's say LinkedIn or any other platforms, data sources where you can find a lot of contacts. But if you don't know what data you would like to use in your operations, then it doesn't work. So really plan out and do a lot of preparation, and technology can help you with that, especially on mass and scalability or scale, but still have a plan in place. And that's
On the Marketing Technology Podcast after all. So what kind of tooling have you had experience with? What works for you?
Well, there are multiple of systems, especially if I look at demand generation. For example, if I'm looking for prospects I have defined my ICP, my ideal customer profile, I use, let's say, platforms like Apollo, for example, their database, Zoom Info, Sales Navigator, but also a lot of the socials where people or let's say where B2B companies are available. I also scrape data, but I validate the data first. Is this the correct person I want to speak to? So I use most of the common platforms, but I also use systems to validate the data. Is the data correct? Is it still up to date? Is it still valid? Can I still use it? I don't buy data. I really want to have data directly because I think, you need to make sure that the data is fresh, corrected, and also applicable for the goals that you have set in mind. So, but yeah, the technology is definitely helping me a lot. There's many, and I'm actually also using AI lately, especially on understanding, by defining the personas, also making sure that my outreach is correct. So there's a multitude of systems, and every day I have a new platform that comes towards me. But if it does support my technology stack or the goals that I have in mind, then I'll definitely put it into my tech stack to use.
Cool. So talking about that tech stack and specific solutions like software that builds cadences like Outreach or SalesLoft, are you familiar with those? Do you use any of those?
Yes.
What is your opinion about them? About these cadences?
I think it's very good, especially you want to have contact moments in the whole funnel. So you need to map out your customer journey. And if you can actually be top of mind all the time with your prospects and you engage them because that you can guide them through your process or what you would like your customers to do. And those technologies are really, really good because they can facilitate those process or those sequences. But what I really like, it's not only text, you can also use video or other media formats to really get engagement. And that is what I like about them a lot. And especially, I can't remember the name of the platform, but there's also a way you can actually guide them through a sales room where people can actually log in and they see all the data, all the documents from a client. So you can really make it a really seamless experience. And by having those sequences, you can guide them there you want to go. But yep. still, anytime if there's a trigger point on, hey, I need to speak to someone, the let's say the humanizing part of it, you can pick up the phone and then you can have a conversation. So I really like those tools.
Cool. I think you're referring to Seismic. They have this digital sales room where you can put everything together from, let's say, your proposal videos to any collateral that you share.
Exactly. Cool. A combination of most. Cool. Yes.
So the thing is, so you love those cadences. What you're saying is, hey, you have to think about who you put in those cadences, right? So your audience, think about the messaging, because I think there's tools that can help you, right? So like SalesLoft, they have a website, I think, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's called cadencebuilder.com.
Yeah, I heard about it.
So it actually builds that cadence for you. So it tells you what the messaging could be, which channel to use. Like, do you want to send a video? Do you want to send an email? Do you want to send a LinkedIn request? Or I think, you know, telephone calls are still very useful because I get hundreds of emails a day, but only a few phone calls. So still texting and phone calls could make the difference, I think. It's cool to hear that those tools can really help you. I'll put a link to those tools in the show notes so people will know where to find them. I think we're almost through our time, but for our listeners, it typically works very well to have some examples. Could you share some examples, maybe industries that you have worked for and typical things that work well in your demand generation campaigns?
Well,
putting you on the spot here, but I know we haven't prepared.
What I have actually done not long ago was a SaaS company who asked me, okay, Reza, could you help me with some demand generation tactics? So I helped them with understanding the ICP, the ideal customer profile. After that, I actually helped them with list building, the target audience, with around 2 or 10K of potential leads. That is a simple thing also, which is, how do you call it, with sequences, etc. But what I did on top is also using digital marketing channels like retargeting. So I did a retargeting campaign on top of that through the social, like LinkedIn, but also another outlets where those audience is. And I have seen quite an uplift because even though you are trying to engage. I try to engage with them. I also put their brand in top of their mind. So,
yeah.
And by combining not only the sequences, but also in combination with retargeting, was a real real good solution. So that's the kind of typical things I have used. But I also used once a sequence not only for the cold outreach, but also for the customer success, because you want, as a SaaS company, you want to reduce churn, or people want to, maybe you want to upsell or cross sell. So by putting sequences in place from, hey, let's have a follow-up call. How do you experience our product? Is it still good? Can we help you? Can we support you? And you can put it on autopilot by really giving your give your customers TLC without not forgetting them. And those strategies I put in place for one company as well. And that also reduces the churn quite a lot, but also it's also a nice way of opening up new commercial opportunities.
Great examples. And it's also enhancing the way sales and marketing work together.
Correct.
And service and marketing work together, and product management and marketing and sales work together. Cool.
Yes. You don't want them to work in silos, what I see often. And if you can really bring them more close together, I think you have a much more seamless experience for your customers. And yeah, technology is really, really good part of that journey.
Love it. Thank you, Reza, for being on the podcast. I will share a link to your website as well as a link to your LinkedIn profile so listeners will know where to find you. Should you want to reach out to Reza, please mention that you have learned about him on the podcast, because probably you'll get like tons of requests a day and you don't want to connect to just anyone. So it's always helpful if you put that in the LinkedIn request. With that, again, thank you very much, Reza, for being on the show.
thank you so much, and looking forward to continuing this conversation.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or iTunes. Also, if you want to be a guest or know someone that should be a guest to our show, shoot me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you for listening.